So for today's daily practice, I'd like you to, as always, just make yourself comfortable and upright, sitting with a long back and a long neck, a little bit of tension in your tummy maybe to help you sit up, bottom and legs in contact with the chair, and feet flat to the floor. Closing your eyes if that's comfortable for you to do. And setting aside these few minutes to just become aware of exactly how things are. And watch while your moments unfold, one by one, moment by moment. With a sense of knowing that whatever is happening in any particular moment is not a permanent state of how things are. But changes. As one moment slips away, another arrives. Meaning that whether your moments are pleasant or unpleasant means that there is nothing permanent about them. This few moments is for you to just sit and be aware of how it is just to be. And the mind has a tendency to wander, to think, to reminisce, to plan, or to judge. The task here is that there is no task, only that of keeping your attention as best you can on the way things actually are. So using your senses as the place to receive feedback from this as you begin to just notice your breath. In meditation, this is the permanent anchor with which we draw and withdraw our attention to. The anchor being a place that is always there, that is solid and dependable, that we can hold on to. So find a point of the breath where you feel the sensation most strongly, either at the nostrils, in the throat, or in the chest. And simply be aware of the in-breath the rising of the chest, and of the out-breath and the falling away of the chest. Notice if you judge how many times you're needing to draw your attention back to this in-breath and out-breath, this flow of breathing. And seeing if it is possible to allow any thoughts or judgments to rise and not be distracted or become too attached to them. And as you watch carefully what appears to be the continuous flow of breath, becomes the in-breath to the point that the in-breath is full and like a wave turning on the beach. Notice the point where it has reached as far up as it can do before a brief pause, before the out-breath begins or the wave draws back towards the sea. And so rather than the continuous flow, you notice that there is in-breath, pause, out-breath. And again, at the end of the out-breath, a sense that the out-breath has finished and that tiny moment before the next in-breath begins. A smooth transition between the two, but noticing now the point at which in-breath and out-breath switch to become the other. As we use these meditation practices to allow us to watch the mind and the body and the breath, become more aware now of your body. Starting at the top of your head and with an imaginary band of light, a bit like a fallen halo, coming down from the top of your head, scanning your body bit by bit through the face, checking for areas of tension around the eyes, the cheeks and the jawbone, to the neck and the collarbones, across your shoulders, the front and back of your chest, down your left and right arm, the abdomen and lower back, to the pelvis at the front and the back as it dips down to become the points of contact that you're making with the chair at your seat. The tops of the thighs and the backs of the legs, to the knees and to the lower legs and feet, checking for areas of tension and any sensation that you have, whether it be pleasant or unpleasant. And even if that sensation be unpleasant, seeing if it's possible to sit with it. Like with the instructions in yoga, trying not to hold tension against tension, seeing if areas of discomfort can be gently released into. Exploring them with a sense of curiosity, noticing the judgment, pleasant or unpleasant, seeing if it's possible to loosen the grip on that. And simply explore how it is, how the sensation is. With pain and discomfort, seeing if you can describe and accurately locate. Remembering to breathe. Being ever watchful for the contents of your consciousness, the kinds of thoughts as they rise and fall, as though viewing them on a screen in front of your eyes as they are closed, using the same curiosity to observe, notice the judgments, but to leave them as they are, waiting for one to unfold into the next. Maybe repeating itself, may be something completely different. Awareness to how you feel. Not the physical body, but an emotional knowing of mood and feeling. Bringing the same curiosity and acceptance whether these emotions be pleasant or unpleasant. Being curious as to how you know how you feel. Watch yourself looking for a sense of how you feel. So your breath and its movement, your body and its sensations, your mind and its thoughts, and all the other bits of feedback that you are getting from your hearing, from the sound of me, to the sounds as far away as you can hear. Drawing that experience closer and closer to you. From outside the room to inside the room, to the sound of your breath. Awareness of the gentle dark behind your ears, eyes. Of whether you can detect any smell or taste. Your moment by moment awareness. Your full experience. Your experience of being. Of not doing. With me leaving a small silence now, just as we begin to end this practice, sit with your breath. And moving from simple breath awareness to beginning to deepen your breath. Taking a long, slow, comfortable in-breath. Letting your out-breath just be released. Bringing a little bit of gentle movement back to your fingers and your toes. Gently allowing the eyes to open. As we end the practice and you move off into your day a little more mindfully.